This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time to take some action on the chart for the week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and those said charts are developed by the staff, the management of Talkers, and joining us here is the ultimate manager. Michael Harrison is the top of the food chain at Talkers.
And we have a daily buffet.
Yes, right, of talk radio information, yes. Yeah, and there is a buffet here, that's for sure. A buffet of buffoons, in a manner of speaking.
I like that. The buffet of buffoons.
Yep, it's really looking, man. Look at this list of people. Well, let's go through the lists.
Yeah,
it's stories. And people, that's your job as we get started, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You want to start with the stories first or the people?
Sure. Well, we always start with the stories. And I guess the story of stories is choose your reality. At number 10, we have Facebook political ad policies.
Would I get to choose C?
Choose your reality. Live in the world that we're like spiders. We spin our own webs and... I don't know, maybe it's always been that way, I'm not sure. But Facebook's political ad policy is at number 10, tied with social media bias and censorship accusations. And that's an interesting topic that's been around a while, and it's hot again this week. At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, and China, and Russia, and NATO. At number 8, climate change, wildfires, hurricanes, Paris Climate Accord. A lot of these were sparked by the debate this week. Brought up on these topics. Number 7, the education.
Didn't get any answers to any of the questions. Well, the topics.
Oh, you noticed? We'll talk about that.
Zero.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a shameless dodgeball. Shameless. Yeah.
But the fly was the star of that.
Oh, that fly. That fly was. I think the thing was bugged. And
could be.
Nonetheless, education.
Where's Paul Rudd when we need him? Wasn't he the fly?
No, there was two flies. There was the Vincent Price movie. And
that's right. Okay.
And then, of course, Jeff Goldblum. But I looked closely, and I saw the fly had the head of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Rudd was the ant.
All right, I never saw the ant.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yes, right.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ant-Man.
All right.
It's popular television.
But one of my favorite lines from all movies goes back to the original fly. Let me see if I can do this.
Help me. Help me.
Oh, that was just terrifying.
Help me.
And this spider made its way toward the little fly with a human head and a human hand. Oh, the sadness on the face of that poor victim. Disgusting. At number 6, race relations, police reform, and the Whitmer kidnapping plot.
Wow, what a Mondo Bizarro thing that is. You talk about the right-wing anarchists and their nut bird. Oh, wow. Again, right-wingers a bad name.
All these extremists give wackos a bad name.
And they get more extreme with each passing day.
You know, that's why they call them extreme.
Thank you.
And that's why extreme is not good when you have a complicated process such as running a country with 350 million people in it all seeking life, liberty, and happiness. Extreme can be a little bit dangerous. Be careful about rocking the boat. At number 5, the economy, stimulus, taxes, and the openings of businesses. At number 4... COVID-19 stats and projections, and health care, and meds. And number 3, the transfer of power issue, the SCOTUS vacancy, and the court packing, and abortion. Those three topics, again, born of the debate. At number 2, presidential race and the vice presidential debate. And at number 1, the president's battle with COVID-19. And that, as we hear in the weekend, is the big topic still. The People Survey, Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, number 7, Gretchen Whitmer, at number 6, Mitch McConnell, number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, At number four, Amy...
I call him Munchkin. He's a Munchkin.
Munchkin. Can you imagine growing up with that name and having to... How do you spell your name? You know. Amy Coney Barrett is at number four. Remember her?
Yeah.
And number three, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. Number two, Joe Biden. And number one, Donald J. Trump. And I approve this message.
There you go. All right, so there we have our list. Number five story, the economy. I realized something during the week, and I wonder if other people have been talking about it as well. The fact that we have $27 trillion in debt, gone up almost $5 trillion since March. We don't have any money. And thinking about who you'd borrow it from, you want to get right down to the brass tacks of knowing how this thing is going to affect the world and why China created this in the first place. Because they're the only ones now that are not broke. You look at every other country. We're not alone now, because every other country has gone through all this. They've been stimulating, and certainly the major powers in the world have had to take their money and try to keep things going. As an example, there are two packages before Congress as we speak. One of them is to give everybody $1,200 again, and the other one is to bail out the airline industry, because the airline executives all have agreed, if they don't have a bailout, by this time next year, we'll be lucky if we have two airlines in this country. And you think about the staggering impact of that, because things are going to come back. Well, sooner or later, things will get back to normal, in a manner of speaking, especially when it comes to travel, because that's a mainstay of life, not only here in America, but around the world. But just imagine that if that were the case around the world, airlines all going broke or countries going broke, that we're all in the same position with one exception, and that's China. So those people...
How do you know that China's okay? I mean, they're so mysterious.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe that's a question for one of the reporters from the Epoch Times. By the way, you announced something this week that I think is worthy. It kind of goes with our focus on China. It's a new podcast with the folks from Santa Cruz. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because it's fascinating, I think.
Okay, KSCO in Santa Cruz, a station that's extremely inventive.
That's for sure. Well, you have to look at the guy who runs it.
He's a dear friend of ours.
And, he is. Yep.
They launched a show that's really an expression of his awakening to the dangers presented by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
And when you hear the folks, the name, the words, folks, CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, and PRC, the People's Republic of China, both.
You know that I lost an advertiser because I referred to it that way because the advertiser said I was racist.
Well, you know, it's all part of the complex verbal stew that we're dealing with here. China is a nation, and we're talking nationally. The Chinese people, you know, that's a different situation, and you know. Americans and Chinese people have gotten along for years very well.
Well, we ought to get along. It's the governments that have the government there, and you wonder what the real feeling is. I don't think we don't have a sense of the pulse of the people in China, really, as to what they think. You can listen to the folks from, like, the Epoch Times, who have insight into what's going on, and are telling stories that are far different than what you get from the mainstream news media.
Yeah.
Anyway, back
but
to
just
the
to finish, just to yeah. But it's not really a podcast; it's a live radio show.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything can be a podcast, but to term something that's a radio show as a podcast, it's putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
It's a radio show. It's on Thursdays Pacific time, 2 to 4. It's in its, I think, 6th or 7th episode. It's going to be on, it's till further notice, which means it's a real series. And it's called China Über Alles. Über Alles means above all. It was something that the Nazis used. Germany above all. It was back in the war. Well, it's...
pretty appropriate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it pulls no punches, and it basically is a show every week talking about the dangers presented by the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly an interesting development.
Now, there are three Chinese... Michael Zwirling is the person we were talking about that owns the radio station KSCO. We're heard on the partner station out there, KOMY, which is another station he has in that market. And so the treatment of the issues. This is the first time. It kind of is in league, though, with the Epoch Times. We're getting alternative sources of information that aren't encumbered by some government bureaucrat, right, in China, because they have a state-run news agency like the Russians.
Well, the Epoch Times was thrown out of China. Their reporters were arrested, tortured, right. Banned. Yeah. They're anti-communist, but... The host of that program is a fellow by the name of Nan Su, who is a reporter for the Epoch Times.
Yep.
The other host of the program is a woman named Amy Hao, and she was, she's a mature woman, but when she was young, between 17 and 27 years old, she lived 10 years as an internee at a Chinese labor camp.
Oof.
And the third host is Bill Graff, who's a member of the KSEO team.
Steam, yeah. Yep.
A good.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin has rave reviews online. If you go to toploss.com or you can go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, go to either of those websites, the same website basically, you'll see the reviews from people who have had such fabulous success losing weight and big, I'm talking about big pounds here, keeping it off. There's a lot of science that plays into this. It's just a fabulous American company, so easy to buy what's there, and they have what they call a quick start pack that is officially bagged. You get 45% off of it right now. You go into toploss.com and look for it. It is Calitrin with other products that they make there. 6 month supply of Calitrin. And then there's an appetite control product that's in there, a detox cleanse product, apple cider vinegar. All of it can come together. Get it as capsules or liquid. Find what will work for you and use it. Calitrin is really, what a fabulous group of Americans. They put this together, make it in America. It's been in business 23 years. Go to toploss.com to see how this program can be so right for you. When you're checking out, use the discount code DJV for all the best prices.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
This fall, many of us will continue to work from home, and now many students will be learning from home as well. But is your home office or home classroom the best it can be? Well, the folks at LG are experts in this field, and so we asked LG's Adam Belzicki for some tips.
For me, environment is everything. So having a quiet space in the house that's away from distractions. I've worked from home for many years, and I found that consistency is also really important. So if you can, having a dedicated space in the home that's set up with your computer and your monitor, so when it's time to get to work, you're ready to go. And lastly, and I think this is often overlooked, is around ergonomics. I think when this started, people had a tendency to work from anywhere, for example, their kitchen table, but as things went on, it was important to have something comfortable.
And more on making your home office comfortable tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Warning.
warning. If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we move on or back into our focus on the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael's from Talkers Magazine. Stories and people. Most interesting person of the week from that 10. If I were to say to you, Michael, who's the most interesting person, what would you say?
Steve Mnuchin.
Because you can say his name.
The most interesting... What? You know, think quick. My gosh. A list that has Mark Zuckerberg, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Gretchen Whitmer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Steve Mnuchin, Amy Coney Barrett, Mike Pence, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Who's the most interesting? Donald Trump is the most interesting person.
Really? In what way? How so? We all know who he is by now, don't we?
Well, he's still interesting. I mean, he dominates. We're going to go through withdrawal if he ever leaves. I mean, we're going to have to. He has to.
Well, he's
going to
leave sooner or later, one way or the other. So,
well, yeah. But I'm simply saying is that there's a perverse addiction to this man in our culture. People hate him. People love him.
Do people really understand him? I get lots of brickbats thrown at me when I say the guy needs help. I feel. I don't take the same shots at him that other people do because I think it's unknowing. I think it's unfair in a manner of speaking because the guy is in need of some help. It's pretty obvious if you have any kind of... And all these people that, I hate him. Now, what do you hate? What does that word mean? He stands for all that's evil. He stands for what a lot of people believe in. One way or another, or do they really? Do you think people actually know him? Is it him, or is it his beliefs? What is there that puts him at that pinnacle that you just described?
I think it's his hair. I think the combination of his hair and his makeup.
Okay.
I think. Your questions are rhetorical.
Somewhat.
The book of Trump, the interesting part of this fascinating question about what is it about, you know, what's the story with Donald Trump? Because we're in the forest, you know, it's hard to see the trees or it's hard to see the whatever, you know, history will tell. And the book of Trump has really yet to be written. We're still living in the Trump era. Someday when we are beyond the Trump era and the ramifications will reverberate on beyond him. Mm-hmm. Well, history will be the judge. We're too close to it to tell. But certainly is a controversial figure. And he definitely is, in my history of tracking this stuff, the most talked about person on talk radio and in the media that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
More people talk about Donald Trump than talked about the Beatles during Beatlemania.
But why? By the way, there's a great new book about John Lennon coming out this week.
He would be 80.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anyway, excuse me. Why is this? Do you think he purposefully does what he does, or is it just his instinct? It's just him. It's his DNA.
Well, both. We're all the result of our DNA. We're all the result of our instincts. Look, aside from what one thinks about Donald Trump as a political position, as his policies, as a psychology, as an individual, his craving of attention, his craving of publicity, his craving to be in the spotlight is so overwhelmingly huge that that's the driving force that led him to be famous enough to be able to pull off what he did in terms of achieving the presidency.
Right. So, some people say that that's an imbalance and it needs treatment?
Well, I mean, some people will say anything. I do not think that anything could treat Donald Trump, and I don't know whether or not...
a good psychologist, good psychotherapist wouldn't do him any good.
I don't know if he needs that. I don't know whether he does.
We'll talk
more about that after the break.
Will we? Promise?
Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So we continue another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Ninth District Court of Appeals on Friday said that President Trump's use of emergency powers to distribute millions of dollars in funding for the construction of a southern border is illegal. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calls the porous border a crisis.
In the month of May, over 144,000 people were apprehended in 1 month, in a single month. This is a crisis.
The court upheld a December 2019 district court judgment in favor of a request from the Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition against Defense Secretary Mike Esper, Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, and others. The White House promises an immediate appeal. Rafael Nadal has won the French Open. He defeated Novak Djokovic. With the win, he ties Roger Federer with the most Grand Slam titles by a man with 20. USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Former Hurricane Delta is moving east as Louisiana cleans up. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more.
Rain from the remnants of Hurricane Delta is saturating states across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. The Weather Prediction Center saying the once major hurricane is expected to drop 3 to 6 inches of rain in parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, the cleanup continues.
Right now, we're assessing new damage. We're looking at new fresh damage from Delta and damage on top of damage from Laura. So it's going to take a little time to kind of peel all that away and really understand the full wake of Delta and what it's left behind.
FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News.
For the second straight week, the NFL has decided to postpone games. CBS senior sports writer Pete Prisco says fans need to get used to it.
Look, the NFL's being cautious. You have another positive test. They want to make sure that isn't spreading throughout the whole locker room. And they're being a little cautious here. And you got to get used to this. This is going to happen more and more. And the NFL's got to be prepared.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said after Stephon Gilmore tested positive for COVID on Tuesday, the team shut down its facilities for a full 3 days just to be on the safe side. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we are back into the fold here, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits of the music radio days. And I guess they still do have countdowns, though, right, Ryan? Do local stations do countdowns anymore? I did a local countdown show in Boston back in the 70s.
They local do that stations anymore? Do countdowns? No. I mean, no. There might be one or two someplace, but no. No, local stations do very little local music.
Anything. Right, exactly. That's a state. It might be something to spend a moment or two on, but let's go back to what you were saying before about Donald Trump and where we are, I think.
You were asking rhetorical questions about Donald Trump. Why is he so large on our minds? Well, first of all, presidents are. You know, just being president, you become overwhelmingly the number one person.
Do they deserve the attention they get?
That is a very good question. That is a question I can't answer. I don't know the answer, but I do know the question is one that I think about all the time. Is it healthy for an enterprise as complex and big as the United States of America, with so many things going on, to devote so much of its national conversation, its national news coverage, even its regional and its local news coverage, on the activities of one person?
Dangerous, I think. Sick.
Yeah. That troubles me greatly. So the answer, I don't have the answer. My answer to your question is too much attention is paid to the president. Mm-hmm. Too much. It's a diversion. It's entertainment.
Right.
It's reality TV.
And so what's the purpose of the diversion? Why is it that one report, the bias was so obvious with Susan Price from USA Today, the questions that were given to the Pence? I just thought it just reeked of one-sidedness. And it's just that all these people in the news media that think they're smarter than everybody else, you need to listen to us, we've got the thing, you need to not like Trump, you need to not like Pence, because we say so. Well, who the hell are you to say so? And that's really kind of one of the real snafoodles to having a real good, well-run country, I think. The country is in danger. I think we've always said news is important, and having a fair and, I take the Fox thing, but really to have real fair and balanced information is hard to find these days. It is.
It's hard to find it on one channel. Yeah. You can find it if you create an amalgam of all the different points of view, mm-hmm. but they're all extreme.
It takes time and it takes work.
Yeah. Well, I came to the conclusion watching the debate that both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
About everything.
Follow what I just said.
I'm saying one side telling the truth about which.
I said both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
So you want to translate that for us?
Think about it. Both sides are lying.
Yes.
Therefore, when they accuse each other of lying, they're telling the truth.
Because the other side that is lying.
The truth is, both sides are lies. That's the point.
Yeah.
And let's slide into the dodgeball.
How dangerous is that? Yeah.
I mean, if you want to pick a side and believe that your side is the truth and the other side is lying, you'll sit there and go, oh, lies. But both sides are lying. Therefore, when both sides attack the other for lying, they're telling the truth. This is an incredibly negative syndrome. And it's dangerous as hell. Because we're losing sight of what the truth is, because we have our egos and our interests.
And it starts, Michael, with number 7 this week, the education crisis. It starts in schools, because teachers no longer, and I say this in a generality, there may be exceptions to the rule, but my read on it as a student of education is that teachers, many of them, if not most of them, are like the news media. They think that they know it all, and you ought not to be taught how to think, but what to think. And what mm-hmm. I think is more important than anything else, so that's what you'll learn. So kids grow up with this bias, not knowing that there are two sides to an issue. It is dangerous isn't even the right word for it. It's obscene that some of these people in positions that influence the young minds of today with that crap. And they don't, you know, it's not a learning session, it's a listening session.
Teaching your children is a double-edged sword. Mm. Teaching your children values, teaching your children your religion, teaching your children your nationality, your roots, your people, pride, all of these things. There's a very, very fine line between teaching and brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. And you stop and realize just how difficult it is to have a society, have a family, raise a child, run schools, culture, religions that respect other points of view but adhere to their own values and do so in a way that actually doesn't create war and discord. Very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It is. No question about it. Number 6 on the countdown is the focus on race relations. I thought it was pretty telling this week that officer in the Jonathan Price shooting was charged with murder, but he was also fired. But when you get right down to it, what the police chief said was that Officer Lucas was, quote, terminated for his egregious violation of the city's and police department's policies. So isn't that happening with all of these things? Do you think... Some people think I overplay this. This has not to do with my own... Well, I guess it does. My own persuasion on this is that we have too many police officers who don't know what the hell they're doing. We need much better training. They need to be paid more. and they need to have fewer of them because there's just too many police, and they don't know. Oftentimes, in some, I say this generally, in some cities there aren't enough. But you know what I'm saying.
Wow. I mean, running a police department and having a good relationship with the community and walking the line between enforcing the law and not over-enforcing the law.
Yeah.
Talk about difficult challenge. I mean, this is all. These are all manifestations of well, they're manifestations of our human imperfection. I mean, if we didn't have crime and we all followed the rules and we had just rules and all that,
yeah,
we wouldn't need police.
What are we talking about? So now, yeah, law enforcement is preparing for the next potential problem, which is election-related unrest. You see that going on in my own community here. The mm-hmm. police are prepared to be at voting. I don't want to see a policeman at a voting booth. Do you?
I've never seen one. I'd rather see a policeman than a gang of baseball bat wielding extremists.
I suppose. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, choose your poison. You want to have criminals or do you want to have police? You know,
well,
both are dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. And so, how do we meter that? I think that's the question.
Going back to the number seven, the education crisis. We've got a lot of rebuilding to do.
Yep. Can we do it? Especially when we're broke, because back to the economy, we don't have any money. There's no money.
Well, we can print more. I mean, you know, it's easy to just print more and then mess it all up in a bunch of, you know, verbal mumbo jumbo, which is what economics is, isn't it?
Yeah, it isn't. It's the value system. I got a kick out of Steve Harvey on one episode of Family Feud this week. I quite like that program, and I quite like him. He asked the question of the team, pick a number from 1 to 10 as to how you value money. And people were kind of squirming. Well, one guy said 6, another one said 7, and he looked at him and said, "You're a lion." It's a 10, and you know it. So, you know, it kind of is, really, when you get down to it, right?
I mean, value money. What does that mean? Value survival?
Value what it can do? Freedom, in some ways?
Well, there's a spectrum between freedom and survival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
survival is a form of freedom, isn't it?
Sure is.
So, you know, everything is relative, too. It's your condition compared to what it might be or what it was. You know, sitting in a cave in a storm with a little fire, you know, could be extremely comfortable as opposed to being in a luxury suite at an expensive hotel. I mean, it all depends on what are the possible dangers that you are being protected from. And, you know, the juxtaposition between pain and pleasure or pain and no pain. This is all psychology, and we are complicated as heck. So,
in my world or in my thinking, I don't think enough people let their heart speak for them. They use their head and they don't use their heart. And I think that's why we have so much callousness and anger and this crusading that's going on. If you really listen to your heart, who did that song? Is that a Bonnie? Who did Listen to Your Heart? The Bonnie Raitt? Who did that?
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, really. If you heard, Phil will find it for you. Meanwhile, time for us to take care of your heart, your head, your body, all of these things. You hear me a lot talking about Calitrin. Well, I sort of put the two messages together, in a manner of speaking, because Calitrin will help you lose weight, keep your body in shape. Now, what are you doing for your brain? That's the question at the moment. I suggest you consider the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and better life because of the combination of natural ingredients that are in there, including a lot of vitamin D. So take care of your brain like you take care of your body. Prevagen. Make that a part of your daily routine so you have that better life. If you've got a short-term memory itch that needs to be scratched, you know it as well as I do. Get older, we all do it. Michael does it, I do it. We forget things. And so this will help support that brain of yours, especially in terms of age-related cognitive impairments. That sounds like you're sick. No, you know, you forget stuff. We all do. So make it easier on yourself. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get back to it. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael runs it. Michael Harrison from Talkers here. And if you go to talkers.com, anytime you can find the list of stories and people, it's all there. A lot of information about the programs and the hosts, things that a lot of people... This is for the industry. It's an industry trade magazine that lots and lots of fans of the format read. And they learn about ratings and things like that. And sometimes I bet you they send you notes. What does this mean, Michael? You feel like you should explain.
Well, a lot of times I get notes from people who don't understand that we're a professional industry publication and think we're a consumer publication. Mm-hmm. So they want to know why we don't take political stands on things, and or how could we possibly say that Rush Limbaugh is the number one talk show host or Sean Hannity is the number one talk show host when they lie. You know, that type of thing. We get a lot of that. And we are just non-judgmental. Right. I mean, we're judgmental in terms of, you know, if somebody were so dangerously off the charts of standard American legitimate positioning, you know, but these are all legitimate points of view, the left, yep, the right, the center. And just because inflamed debaters, you know, want to say Rush Limbaugh's a liar or, you know, the left is crazy. And, you know, come on. There's always going to be a left and a right, or you don't have a balanced psychology in a country.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, rocker, passing of Van Halen makes me think more about this. Sort of give us 10 seconds on that.
John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, talking a little bit about country's battle between being country and being rock.
Right.
Excellent.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Wow.
Love
John McEwen on the Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, keeping up with technology as it applies to you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Duracell is at number 5 with their new batteries. Victoria, how is that affecting our lives?
Well, the new coin cell batteries will be less enticing for children to put in their mouths. They are adding a new very bitter coating to the 2032, 2025, and 2016 size lithium coin batteries. They are trying to discourage young children from accidentally eating them. The new batteries begin rolling out in stores this month, and they feature a coating on the bottom that reacts with saliva to release a bitter taste that that they're hoping will discourage kids from swallowing it or ever putting a battery in their mouths again. Duracell notes that swallowing a lithium battery can cause a harmful chemical reaction in as little as 2 hours. They didn't say it, but a lot of tech writers have reported on this, saying that that reaction that it has in your stomach could actually kill a child. So this is something that is good and hopefully will protect little ones. If, you know, because a lot of these coin batteries are being used in so many devices now. We're moving away from AA and AAA. It's more about the coin battery.
Next up, number 4, a focus on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, people were wondering if Prime Day was going to happen, because typically it occurs in July, but with the pandemic and everything going on, Amazon canceled it. So now they've announced that Prime Day will happen, and it will run from October 13th to October 14th, and they have it's a 2-day shopping event that features over 1 million deals across every category. Brands like Panasonic and Keurig and Under Armour and Adidas and Lacoste, all of those will be on sale. Starting right now until October 12th, Prime members will receive a $10 credit usable on Prime Day if you spend that money at small businesses on Amazon. That's the big push this year. Amazon is committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which I think is good news. Prime Day starts at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 13th.
All right. Number 3 is a new traffic stop feature that will be interesting as far as it affects the police.
Mm-hmm. Ring, which is the home security company, has released a new dashboard cam that goes in your car. It has a feature called Traffic Stop. This Ring car cam is going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one pointed out the front windshield and one that points directly into the car's interior. The camera can send alerts whenever an event like a break-in or towing or an accident is detected, and owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's going on inside their car. The interesting thing is the traffic stop feature. All you need to do is say, Alexa, I'm being pulled over. It automatically starts recording. It saves all of the footage to the cloud. It will also send a notification to a list of your emergency contacts that you set up during, you know, the initial setup, and then it informs them that you are being pulled over by the police. So, essentially, this could be a really good thing for police accountability, because we know we cannot rely on body cams from the police. They are either tampered with, or they're not turned on, or it only shows one side of an altercation. So this is another way for citizens to be able to, you know, I think, protect themselves and hold the police accountable, which is a good thing.
Yep. Number two, here's a scam. Look out for this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. This is the gift card scam. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be on the lookout for gift cards that have been tampered with. Gift cards, especially this year coming up with, you know, the holidays and people maybe not traveling, gift cards are the number one most requested gift of the 2020. And so this is a very easy scam, and this is how it works. Using a magnetic strip reader, which can be purchased on Amazon for under $100, the scammers scan the cards, because, you know, they're all in every store. These gift cards are just out in the open now. They used to be behind a glass case. Now they're not. So if you pick up one of these cards, make sure that the PIN has not been scratched off, because all these scammers need to do is they run it through the scanner, they pop a new sticker on it. When you take that card to the checkout and you add $50 to it, or you add $100, that actually goes directly into the scammer's bank account. So you're giving an empty gift card, essentially. Just make sure nothing looks suspicious. Take a different card, turn the one that, if you see something that looks like it's been tampered with, turn it in immediately. And the Federal Trade Commission says that only buy gift cards from known and trusted retailers as well. That's another way that you can make sure that you're being safe.
Number one tech story of the week is a suit against Facebook.
This is the reason that this is the number one, this is the biggest tech story of the week, is because this could set a legal precedent for all social media. What happened was the partner of one of the civil rights protesters who was shot and killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month, has sued Facebook, alleging that they were negligent in failing to remove posts calling on local militia members to take up arms. So they're basically saying that Facebook was partly responsible for this murder. So if they win, this is going to change the game for social media.
Changing the game. That's what we're doing here. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 Pat.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.